say, I learned it should be in Tzchus for Shalema, for Sarah Bas Chaya, and for Aaron,
Michal
Aaron,
Ben
Chana, Mordechai Zev Ben Fega, and Pinchas Zvi Ben Rivka. Mesiras Nefesh tonight here in Florida, it's mamish been a mabul here of rain. Ein Mayim El Torah. Right, the any for the Mayim in the Torah, Chazal say it's a quota for Torah, so I give you guys a lot of credit coming out tonight, able to learn some Torah. Beautiful, beautiful. Here we go. So we haven't gotten to our three question theme in a long time, and I want to get back to it a little bit.
Okay.
So we usually know the Baal Oscha falls out right after Shavuos. Usually Naso, Baal Oscha, very connected. So what's gonna be the message for Shavuos now in Baal Oscha? The message is something we're supposed to take from Shavuos now into Baal Oscha, now into the summer. Number two. If you look on page 706 in the Stone Chumash here in Perek Ches, Pasuk, Yod, Ches and Yotes, Kadosh Baruch Hu says something amazing. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Va'ednes Levim Nesunim La'aron Levanov B'toch B'nei Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to assign the Levim to be presented to Aaron and to his sons from Klal Yisrael. La'avodas Avadas B'nei Yisrael B'Olam Moed, to be able to serve the Jewish people in Olam Moed. U'lechaper al B'nei Yisrael, and to atone for the Jewish people. Velo yeh b'nei Yisrael negev, so there won't be any type of plague within the Jewish people. Begeshes b'nei Yisrael ala kodesh, when the Klal Yisrael approach the sanctuary. Rashi picks up on this. If you look in the bottom of in Rashi pasuk yuches and yutes in va'etna, that the Medrash says that if you look in this pasuk and pasuk yutes, the words b'nei Yisrael are said five times. So Rashi picks on this. It says the B'nai Yisrael said five times, Lo diach ibasan shenich pelu as karoseyan b'mikra echa k'minin chum shei chum shei Torah. Says Rashi, just like the five books of Moses, at the end of the day, we have five books of Moses, so too, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show his great love for Klal Yisrael. Five B'nai Yisraels in the Pasuk, five chum shei Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show his love for Klal Yisrael. My question is, why Dafka here is the Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to show his love, right, specifically by the appointment of the Levium? What's going on over here? Why can't we? Okay, we know it already in Bamidbar. Rashi brought it down that Kadosh Baruch Hu counts Klal Yisrael to show his great love. But right over here, why is it when a Kadosh Baruch Hu appoints the Levium, right, with Aaron and makes these separations of the Kohanim, Levium, and Yisraelim? Why is it? Do we have to find out this his love for us? And that's question number two. Question number three, let's just go on a little bit, but hold your place, hold your place, go out. Page 788. In Perek Yod Aleph, Pasuk, Dalid, and Hey, we know the famous sin, unfortunately, of the Kivros HaTayva. What happened was, the Klal Yisrael were so done with the Mun,
yeah.
And they said, the Asafsuf got in there, the Shiva Yivkuv HaGam Yisrael, and they cried, Mi Achilinu Basar, and they said, who's going to give us meat? We remember the fish we ate in Egypt. We remember everything. But now we have nothing. We have nothing but the mun. We have nothing but the mun. Nothing but the mun? Chazal tell us that everything that they wanted in their thought. And what's going on over here? They're starting to complaining. What's going to be with the mun? And Moshe has a very specific reaction. This is going to be my third question tonight. Moshe says, we look at Pasuk Yud Aleph. Moshe has a complete meltdown. The Klal Yisrael does the Egel Hazav.
Yeah.
Moshe has their back.
Yeah.
Klal Yisrael messes up with the Meraglim. Moshe has their back.
Yeah.
Klal Yisrael messes up with everything. Moshe has their back. Finally gets the Kivros HaTayva. Klal Yisrael wants a little bit of butcher's block, a little bit of doggies, a little lamarei. and Moshe says, I can't do this anymore. Moshe has a complete meltdown.
Yeah.
So something very specific here. What's going on with specifically this sin? So three questions. What's the avodah now after Shavuos? Number two, what's going on over here? Dafka, when Kadosh Baruch Hu separates the Levim, the Kohanim, and Yisraelim, that's when we know Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to show the love for the Jewish people. And number three, why does Moshe seem to have a complete meltdown? And he tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, why do you give me, you put this burden on me? Did I give birth to this people to carry them as a nurse carries a suckling? I can't do this anymore. They're weeping to me. They're crying to me. I alone cannot carry this nation. It's too heavy for me. What? Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the leader. What's going on over here? So let's skip question number one about Shavuos. We'll get back to that again. Number two. The Chiddush Harim, the first Gerar Rebbe, which I guarantee you, by the way, the trip they went to. The Chiddush Harim was the grandfather of the Sfas Emes. He was the first Gerar Rebbe. However, I also saw this, the same exact answer in the Kedusha Slavi. When you see the same answer in the both tzaddikim, it's mamash, such a sweet thing. He says, you want to know why Davka right now, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show his love? So much so it says B'nai Yisrael five times in the Pasuk. Why over here by when Kadosh Baruch Hu would separate the Levim Kalam Yisrael? He says it so beautifully. He says, right now, what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing? He's making separations. I have Kohanim, I have Levim, now I have Yisraelim. You might think when I make separations that I have certain advantages and certain favoritism to the Kohanim, to the Levim, because they didn't do the Chet.
Right.
Right? And that's exactly, if you look in the Pasuk, it says, Mamash, the Lashon is that, right, L'chaper al-Bnei Yisrael, to atone for Klal Yisrael, says the Kedushas Levi. Dafka over here, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is choosing the Levim and then the Kohanim to be separate from the from Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to show you, just because you messed up, we're turning the page, it's still 1A, 1B, 1C. You're all ones to me. You're all on the same level. You're all on the same level. I just want to read you inside. Kevan shebarcha bo b'kol advarim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is choosing them from all the things. V'kan shebachar Kodesh Baruch Hu b'levim. Here Kodesh Baruch Hu is choosing the levim. Shema toimar chas v'sholom. Kevan shebarcha b'levim ein avos al Yisrael. Maybe they might say the Kodesh Baruch Hu chooses the levim because he doesn't love me anymore. Because he doesn't love the Jews anymore.
Also, they'd be afraid because the Levim were the ones that killed.
And maybe the Levim were the ones that were killed by the Egel Zav. Beautiful. But specifically, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Rash, says the Kedushas Levi, quoting this Rashi. One says here, right over here, by the Chiba, to show the Chiba. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show the Jewish people, even though I'm choosing the Levim, I'm still loving you just as much. I mean, I have to make the separation. And he says here, Umashe Baruch Hu Levim. So then you might say, okay, it's in the one that you have to point to the Levim. Umashe Baruch Hu Levim, who rak lechaper al b'nei Yisrael. The only reason why I chose the Levim is to atone for the Jewish people's sin. You messed up. You had to get a fixing, and you have to be separate now from Klal Yisrael. But don't think for a second in 20 or 30 years or in 4,000 years, I'm going to play favorites because your great-grandfathers had a little lack of amunah than the Kohanim in Yisrael. I love you just as much. I like your answer too, by the way, that maybe they wouldn't feel like distanced away from the Yisraelim.
And also scared a little.
And also maybe scared a little bit.
Maybe they're the Levim,
and maybe they would be afraid for their own lives.
Yeah, I mean,
beautiful. I love it. So there's really the Chiddush and the Kedushas Levi say the same thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show the Jewish people that I still love you, even though you messed up. I still love you. And that's the whole, by the way, that's the whole message of Karmen Pesach. Pesach Sheni, which is also in our parsha. Pesach Sheni, the Jews who said, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out? Because we were doing a mitzvah that we were carrying Yosef's bones, or whoever's bones we were carrying. What's Pesach Sheni, the message of Pesach Sheni? I still love you, as Hashem says. Second chances. You could always come back to me. So now, what's going on over here?
Are you supposed to give any more covet to a Kohen or a Levi?
More Kohen, more to a Levi? I don't know, it's a good question.
To a Kohen, does
Israel? Yeah, I mean, there's specifically for when it comes down to the Shulchan Aruch brings down when it comes to aliyos, comes to benching, whenever you want to do something for you're giving out, you know, certain things, whatever to your students. Like I try to be makbid with any Kohanim, but also for everything too. You know, you're giving things out.
Right.
Kohanim 100% have to have extra cover, 100%. But just because they're getting those extra things doesn't mean that everyone's not equal. And you have to be so careful about this, especially when you're a teacher.
Yeah.
Kids, you might think the kids they're very, very attuned to see how the teacher talks to certain people and how they talk to other people. Believe me, I've learned the hard way. And as a parent also, obviously.
Whatever the people, you know, who financially support the school.
There you go.
My kids.
Exactly. The people that, you know, they say the sugar daddies of the school, sometimes they get extra treatment. Person has to be very careful to be able to treat everyone the same. Because Shavar Hu treats everyone the same, we have to treat everyone the same. So why over here? Let's just move on because we don't have so much time. Why over here? That's what my friends called the sugar daddies back in the day in high school. But that's what, whatever.
It's a true statement.
Yeah, it's true, 100%. Unfortunately, it's true and something that, it's not the best thing. Just because they have the cash doesn't mean they have to get all these special, I wanted to try to rhyme with cash, but nothing rhymes with cash. All the special bashes, whatever. Okay, we're not rapping over here. At the end of the day, why is Moshe bugging out about this food?
Yeah.
So Rabbi Soloveitchik writes in Reflections of the Rav, just a quote from the Chassidish Welt, the Livish Welt, all the same Welt, as I always told you guys. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, he started joking around. You think the Baal Shem Tov doesn't know how to learn? When's the Baal Shem Tov's yard site? Shavuos.
Yeah.
The Vilna Gaon, you think the Litvaks aren't at Besimcha? When's their yard site? When's the Gerar's yard site? Sukkos. They're very Besimcha. It's all one Torah. What?
I told you, Rav Shachar, Rav Shlomo.
It's Shachar and Rav Shlomo. Exactly. It's all. Remember, we told me it's all the same thing. So the Rav says an amazing idea. Remember, I saw this. I got this as a graduation present. Actually, my sister got it when she got bar mitzvah apparently over here. And I'm telling you, it's one of the best Torahs I've ever heard from the Rav. The Rav says that when it came now to this sin, Moshe Rabbeinu had a complete meltdown. Why? Because he saw that his job as a leader wasn't only just being a giver of Torah. It wasn't just being a teacher. It wasn't just giving over information. He saw now being a leader was someone who would be caring. That when someone's going through a rough time, you're just not giving the halachas of the Shulchan Aruch. You're there for them. Like Rabbi Maskus is always there for people. You know, I've heard from countless people in this neighborhood, when someone's going through a tzarach, and someone passes away, and Maskus is mamash there in the middle of the night. Rabbi Goldberg's there in the middle of the night. Says the words of the Rav. Kivros Hatava, however, is not an idol worship of paganism. At the end of the day, what is the difference between a teacher and a nursing father or a mother? A teacher instructs a child, and a nursing mother also teaches a child. The latter, however, in addition to teaching, also carries the child in her bosom. Behekha, she submerges her identity in that of the child, making her own ambitions secondary, or nullifying them completely. The needs of the child takes precedence over her own life, and she becomes one with the child and finds fulfillment through him. There is an emotional fusion of two identities. A teacher, however, retains his own identity and personality. His is an intellectual communication of specific knowledge. Moshe now became aware that being a teacher was not enough for a leader of Klal Yisrael, a man of Yisrael. The people in its early formative years needed him as a baby, needed him as a nursing mother. They were temperamental, impulsive, filled with uncontrollable desires, restively murmuring. Their complaints were primarily pretexts. At the end of the day, he was to be totally absorbed in his mission. He was the Avon Aviyah. At the end of the day, Moshe felt unqualified for this role as an omen. At the end of the day, to be able to realize that teaching was simply not enough. Powerful. Powerful words of the Rav. Right? If you, and it fits so beautifully into the Pesukim. Pasuk Beis. Moshe says, Hey, Anochi Arisis Kolam Azim Anochi Latutio, did I give birth to this nation? Ki Somar Eli Sa'il Bechekecha, to carry them in your bosom? Satsa Chodesh Baruch Hu? Yes! Yes, you said, you couldn't have said it better yourself. Being a teacher is not all about what? Not all about information. I'm telling you this right now. My Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Sadi, my fifth grade Rebbe, when I told him I'm becoming a Rebbe in high school or middle school, whatever it is, he said, whatever it is, we could give him the greatest Torahs in the world. I could give him the best Toistuses, the best Nafkaminas, and the best Svasemistas. But number one, you want to build a connection? It's all about the relationship. It's all about to see if they care, if you care about what they care about, you care, you know, the guy's a Celtics fan and you go out of your way to see how the Celtics did the night before, or the guy's a Star Wars fan and the new Star Wars movie came out, you go out of your way. That is the biggest way to be able to make a connection, the biggest way.
It's not just about learning, but you have to care if the kid's keeping sharp. You know,
exactly, but that's not the idea of the Rav. The Rav's not saying to worry about the details. The details are something else. The Rav is saying that the person, the Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he had to fully care for him. Okay, you're saying caring for his Yiddish guy too.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%, but I feel like that's... Okay, so that could be part of the teaching, and it could be part of that also.
To me, that's a big idea.
Good. Good.
I mean, they could close the Gemara, and...
I completely...
And know that the kids,
by the way, it's not this high school, it's every high school in the country.
Yeah,
every high school. Is that when kids feel like, and I'm not just learning the Hilchos Shabbos, but I'm learning Shabbos. The Rav said, I learned the Halachos of Judaism from my father, I learned what Shabbos is, the feel Shabbos from my mother. Right? At the end of the day, be able to learn to be the teacher and to be able to learn the feelings.
Yeah.
End of the day, that's the whole avoda. And that's exactly why he didn't have a baguette. It was a what's it called? We know on the ways when it was a recalculation. He realized after so many sins, after all the things that he went through, that my job is not just being a teacher, it's being a mother. And that's the avoda of a parent. You're teaching the halachos, but you're also giving over the Yiddishkeit. You're giving over the neshama of Judaism. How many Jews nowadays can say that they're learning the halachas, but they also feel on fire? It's got to be the connection of the halacha 110%, but the fire also.
And that's why I heard when you read the Rav's thing. That's how I heard.
That's exactly it. Just to be able to close a little bit. So at the end of the day, we saw a couple things. We saw why is it the dafka over here by says Bnei Yisrael five times. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that even though I'm making the separation, I still love you very much. And that's the same message of Pesach Sheni. Why did Moshe have the big baguette over here by the Kivrus HaTavel when they were complaining about the food? Because it was a recalculation. He saw himself as a new identity. He was a new person. I'm not just a teacher. I'm not just giving over the halachos of Shabbos or the halachos of Nida or the halachos of Kashas. I'm giving over the neshama, and neshama means that I care about their problems or my problems, and they need a listening ear. They need someone to be able to help them when they fall. They say a great story from Yitzhak Vorka. Rav Weinberger said this a few weeks ago. Yitzhak Vorka was known for his Avos Yisrael. They say from the Amshinov comes from Vorka. The story goes is that there was a couple. Unfortunately, their child was unwell. No, the wife. They weren't living near Vorka, but they were living pretty far away. They heard about Yitzhak Vorka and they heard about his yeshuas. She begged her husband, "Please go." And he wasn't into these things, and finally got to a certain point when he had to go. He made the trip, and it was pretty far away. He finally got there, and he wrote on the kvittel what he needed. And Yitzhak Vorka said, "I'm so sorry, I can't help you. I think you should go back." He said, "Rebbe, please, my wife told me like you could really help." He said, "Listen, I can't help, only the Bono Shem help, and I think you should go." He was so tzabracha, and he was so down. He got back on his horse, he told his jar to be able to go on, and what happened was, Yitzhak Vorka started chasing down the horse. And he said to him, "I don't know what happened 10 minutes ago." He's crying his eyes out. "But at least I could have, even though I can't help you, at least I should have cried with you.
Yeah.
At least I should have been there for you. When you're in a time of need and something's going wrong in your family, I should have at least cried for you. So at least let's daven and let's cry together." Cries, they daven a little bit, and he gets back on the wagon. You know, and at the end of the day, when he left his son, he left his wife, things weren't so good. And he thought at the end of the day, when he got back, he was going to have bad news. He was going to have terrible news. He gets back to the house, and the opposite happened. Happened was that the boy Hamash had a complete turnaround. The doctors couldn't say what. And he asked his wife, with the biggest smile on his face, when did he start to turn around? And he did the calculation, is that it was that exact moment when the Yitzhak Vorka chased down the cart and started down and crying. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you care about my people, I'm going to care about you. That's the whole avoda of the whole avoda. The Rabbi said, what's the avoda after Shavuos? The avoda after Shavuos is to be able to learn Torah and the moment to learn Torah strong. But it's all about caring. The Torah and us are all one. Why is it that Shavuos goes right into the summer, into the 3 weeks? Because when we love Torah, it means we love the Jewish people. If we don't love the Jewish people, then you're not loving Torah. Every Jew is an os in the Torah. Right? We know if there's Chazal, the Nesiv HaShalom says, and Amalek says, if there's one letter in the Torah, that Sefer Torah is puzzled. Shulchan Aruch says that. It means if there's one Jew who doesn't feel loved, or he doesn't feel like you're getting connected, the whole Torah is out. You want to know what Kodesh Baruch says, you want to love me, you want to love the Torah? First you have to love other people. And that's exactly what the Eish Kodesh writes in 1940. He wrote in Parshas Naso. He wrote, he's the Kabbalah from the Chos of Lublin, who had a Kabbalah from the Magid of Mezrich. That if a Jew wants to feel love for Kodesh Baruch Hu before davening, or even in the middle of davening, which basically means if you're not feeling it before davening, or in the middle of davening, what should you think about? You should think about your children. Yeah. Think about your money. Think about your families. Think about your homes. And then you realize, well, who gave these things to me? Kodesh Baruch Hu gave these things to me. And then what's going to happen? Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be able to, you're going to feel love for Kodesh Baruch Hu. You see how much Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you, you're going to want to give it all back to him. You're going to give everything back to him. I just want to be able to close with a great story. I have a friend, I'm not going to say his name, but we both had baby girls on June 5th, 2013 in Inglewood Hospital.
Wow.
It was a mamish crazy thing. What I didn't know until last week is the following. What happened was, he said that when his wife was pregnant, the doctors, they literally took the sonogram, and it wasn't good. He said that they should abort the baby. It was his first baby. His mom was terrible. And what happened was, is that he got home and he was very distraught. His mom and his wife were very, very upset. And he got a call from his boss. His boss was a firm guy. He knew that he took off the day to go see the sonogram. He said, "How did it go?" He said, "To be honest, not too good." The boss said back to him, he said, "By the way, I'm just letting you know, we also got, me and my wife have been trying to get pregnant for a long time, and we also got a very bad sonogram." The Gemara says, if you need something and your friend needs something, you should daven for each other, and Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. Let's daven for each other. 9 months later, on June 5th, 2013, 4 years ago, just this week, my friend had a baby girl, and his boss had a baby girl. They had a baby girl on the same day, in the same floor. It's not me. Besides me. I didn't know about this third couple. His boss had a baby on the same day, on the same floor in the same hospital. What happened to Kadosh Baruch Hu? They daven for each other. When we daven for each other, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you care for each other, I'm going to take care of you. That's the whole lesson of Parshas Baal Oischa. Right after Shavuos, to be able to make sure that we care for each other, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, so we should love each other no matter what. We mess up, Kadosh Baruch Hu still takes us back. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes us back, and we should take each other back. And that's the whole word of the Kedushas Levi. It's the whole word of Rabbi Soloveitchik, that a teacher is not just someone giving over information, it's someone who gives over love. As Rabbi Yitzchak Vorker says, I can't help you, but I could cry with you. And that was the whole message, mamish, of the story of my friend. Kadosh Baruch Hu says they care for each other. They didn't look internally. They looked outside of themselves. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you care for someone else, I'm going to take care of you. So that's the whole avoda, I believe, in my humble opinion, moving from Shavuos now into from Shavuos Baal Oischa now into the summer. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us that we should love each other. The more we care for each other, the more we care for the Torah. And if we do this, Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha, and not have Tisha B'Av as an evil, but Be'ez Hashem, it'll be a yontif, and Yishlam, Yer Kodesh, Be'ez Hashem, to Mashiach, Tzakenu, Yer V'yom, Me'in V'yom, Shkoy, Chops.